South by Southwest, the annual music festival based in Austin, Texas, kicks off this coming Wednesday. It's the festival's 25th year, and some things have changed since it began. For starters, more bands, a lot more. More than 2,000 bands will play on 90 stages. But for those bands, the goal is the same as ever, to play in front of as many hardcore music fans as possible, and try to make an impression before those fans OD on 5 days of music. The internet has also changed the event. South By, as it's known, used to be a place to hear new bands. Now you can hear them online before a single telecaster is plugged in on an Austin stage. So for many bands, South By Southwest is now about making good on the promise of a couple of well-hyped MP3s circulated to just the right music blogs. Two bands who did that last year were Brooklyn duo Sleigh Bells, who make aggressive electronic pop, and Surfer Blood, a Florida band that plays fuzzy guitar rock. But there are always surprises. Last year, power pop legend Alex Chilton passed away on the Wednesday before his scheduled performance, so the slot turned into an impromptu tribute concert where fans of Chilton, and South by Southwest was full of them, could sing along with his songs one more time. This year there are three bands poised to make waves: the oft-blogged rap collective Odd Future, a pair of rockers called The Cults, who are still riding on the strength of one single released a year ago, and the British electronic producer James Blake, who will try to reproduce with a live band his soft-spoken, heavily processed electronic music. There's a limit to your care. So carelessly there. James Blake will play at a concert, broadcast and webcast live by NPR Music this Wednesday night. You can follow all of our South by Southwest coverage at nprmusic.org. There's a limit to your love. And this is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Thomas Pierce and produced by Elaine Heinzman, Kimberly Adams, Leah Scarpelli, Laura Kranz, Justin O'Neill, Thomas Dreisbach, Tenbeat Ermias, and Becky Paris. Our technical director is Burke Hun. Kevin Waite drove the show today. Our librarian is Kim Oleski. Melissa Goh is our web producer. Our show was produced today by Sarah Lucy Oliver and edited by Jeffrey Bennett. The senior producer of Weekend Edition is Bridget Kelly. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. Scott Simon will be back next week. I'm Linda Wertheimer.